With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A rare warning for a particularly dangerous situation has been posted for fire-ravaged areas of Southern California as the fierce Santa Ana winds make a comeback today. Amid the death and destruction, three alleged arsonists have been arrested outside the fire zone.
Officers responded to a radio call of an arson suspect at the location who had ignited a nearby trash can, which was extinguished by the LA City Fire Department. Citizens directed the officers to the suspect location, where he was then taken into custody without incident. Video from local businesses showed footage of the suspect starting fires in that area.
Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonald. Private aid groups are on the scene helping fire victims who have lost so much.
This is total devastation. There's nothing much we can do other than pray for the folks. And, well, that's the whole goal anyway.
Thomas Martin with Calvary Disaster Relief. The fire death toll, at least 25. Also at SRNNews.com, going out as a very unpopular president, Joe Biden delivers his farewell address to the nation tonight.
As he prepares to leave office after one term, Joe Biden will not only reflect on his 4 years as president, but his 50-plus years as a public official. The Oval Office speech will be his last significant opportunity to speak to Americans and the world before he leaves office at noon next Monday. Earlier this week, the president delivered a speech focused on his foreign policy as he tries to frame the legacy of his time in office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi and Homeland Security Secretary nominee Kristi Noem due for Senate confirmation hearings today, and they're not the only ones. A hearing also scheduled for Secretary of State nominee Senator Marco Rubio, among others. On Wall Street, Dow futures 193 points higher. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the ethics of various professions.
A new poll from the Gallup organization finds that 30% of respondents believe that clergymen have high ethical standards and are honest. That puts pastors ahead of judges, bankers, members of Congress, and news reporters. But they're nowhere near the top of the list. The Gallup survey indicates 76% of Americans think nurses are likely to be ethical. Grade school teachers get 61%, military officers 59%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bill McCartney is being eulogized by Christian leaders across the country after his death at the age of 84. McCartney, who coached Colorado to its only football national championship in 1990, was the founder of the Promise Keepers men's movement. His family released a statement saying, "Our father surrendered his life to Jesus at 33 years old, setting a trajectory for our family and many others. We share his faith in Jesus." This is SRN News. Insurance concerns add to the misery and the uncertainty of California's wildfire victims.
California Senator Adam Schiff just introduced federal legislation to stabilize the market.
This is something I've been working on for years over the opposition of the insurance industry.
The Democrat says this is not a blue or red state issue, and the incoming Trump administration needs to come through for his state. Royal Lavasani lost her home and rental properties in the Palisades fire. She has the FAIR plan, which California created as a last resort for homeowners, but is concerned about payouts.
Our property worth $5.5 to $6 million, and now it's just ashes left and the land, empty land.
I'm Julie Walker.
In a 2-for-1 moonshot, SpaceX overnight launched a pair of lunar landers, one for a U.S. company and the other for a Japanese firm. More details at SRNNews.com.